This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. Now, I'd like to have you get a Bible and a pencil and paper, and I'd like to have you follow along with the passages we're going to discuss today. And write those passages down, because I want you to go back and be able to re-examine them, to study them for yourself, to dig into the Scriptures to see what the Scriptures are really saying. This is something that the Apostle Paul told Timothy that he needed to do in 2 Timothy 2:15. Timothy was instructed to study the Scriptures, study the Word of God, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And dividing means understanding it. We need to study the Scriptures, because the Scriptures have come down to us from different languages. Some of it's Hebrew. Some of it is in Aramaic. Some of it's in Greek. And we need to understand the Scriptures from the language that it was written originally. And so we have some words in the Scriptures that are not English words, and therefore we need to understand what those words are. I want to point an interesting one to you. In the book of John, John's Gospel, chapter 3. And this story is of Nicodemus, one of the Pharisees, a ruler of the Jews. I'm starting at verse 1 of John chapter 3. And he came to Jesus by night, and he said, "Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." This was a curious statement to Nicodemus. And Nicodemus said to him, this is verse 4 now, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" And Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Now, first of all, as you read passages in Matthew that talk about the kingdom of heaven, Mark, Luke, and John in their Gospels talk about the kingdom of God. Matthew talks about the kingdom of heaven. They are the same thing. They are terms that mean the same thing. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of heaven. It is the kingdom of heaven in Matthew. It's not a kingdom in heaven. It's a kingdom of heaven. It's of God. It's from God. And this is a kingdom that is going to be established on this earth. In Revelation, take a moment and turn over to Revelation 21. Write the passage down, and if you don't have a Bible handy, and go back and look at this passage and read it. Revelation chapter 21. John is the writer of Revelation, and he sees a vision, and he says, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There was no longer any sea, and I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for a husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men. He will dwell among them, and he will be his people. They shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.'" We have a picture of the New Jerusalem descending from heaven. When Jesus returns in the not-too-distant future, He is going to be setting up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. Then the capital city eventually will descend from heaven. But Jesus establishes a kingdom on this earth. And this will be the home of the faithful for all eternity. There's nothing wrong with this ball of mud, except we've muddied it up, so to speak. We've polluted it. We've caused problems in it. But it will be made new. It was destroyed once by water in Noah's flood. God said to Noah he would never destroy the earth by a flood again. Now, we have regional floods. They've had flooding in different parts of this country, other parts of the world. But those are regional floods. There has never been and never will be another global flood. But 2 Peter says that for purification purposes, the earth will be purified with fire. Fire destroys, but fire also purifies. And God will take the good and preserve it, and the bad destroy. And ultimately, the earth will be made new again. And Jesus told Nicodemus, if he wants to see the kingdom of God, he needs to be born of water. And to be born of water is speaking of baptism. Now, baptism is this very unique word that we often think to be an English word, but it's not. Baptize, or the actual the verb is baptizo, B-A-P-T-I-Z-O. Baptizo is the verb form. It is a Greek word, and it needs to be understood as to what it really means. Now, if you've ever looked at Greek words themselves in the Greek language, they're kind of squiggly lines that we don't understand. And they write from right to left, where we write from left to right. And what this particular word in our Bible is a word that we don't just this particular word, baptize, was not translated. It was transliterated. Now, let me explain what that means. This particular word was, they took the squiggly Greek lines and said, okay, this little squiggly line, this is a B, and this little squiggly line, this is an A, this squiggly little line, this is a P, and they found the English letter equivalents for the Greek letters. So we end up having, in our English alphabet, a word that is a Greek word, and it's baptize, baptizo. So then to know what the word baptize means, you need to go and find out in Greek, what does baptize mean? And baptize means to submerge, to plunge underwater, to immerse, to put under the water. It's complete. Complete immersion, to go completely under the water. It isn't a sprinkling. It's not just pouring a little water on something. It is a complete immersion, and that's what baptism is. Paul verifies that particular definition with his statement in Romans chapter 6, when he describes and compares baptism to Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. In Romans chapter 6, write this down and go back and take another look at it later. Romans chapter 6, verse 4, it says, therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death. So as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. Paul talks about being buried in baptism. And see, if immersion is a submerge, a plunging underneath, it's very clear. But if you only sprinkle or pour water on someone, you don't have a burial. The burial is when they're completely covered over. You bury a seed in the ground. You bury, dogs will bury a bone in the yard. They dig a hole and they put the bone in. It's covered over. When somebody is buried in a cemetery, a hole is dug. The person is put in the ground and the dirt put over it. They are buried. And when it comes to this new life in Christ and baptism, we are buried in water and then come out of the water. This is a submerge. This is an immersion where we go into the water and come out. And as we rise out of the water, we arise as a child of God, a new creature in Christ. We are no longer that old person with the old way. We are a spiritual creature. God sees us as his child. It's a transformation that happens instantaneously. God sees us as his kid because we have died to Christ and are buried in the water and come out of the water. That is why there is a definite difference between immersion and sprinkling or pouring. And this is why Paul says that if you are going to be in Christ, if we are going to rise with Christ, there is no baptism unless there's been a death. And the old man, the old nature, the part of us that is so sinful, it has to be buried. And so it's buried under the water, submerged under the water, and we rise out of the water to newness of life. This is baptism. This is what baptism means. It is not a sprinkling. Now, there's a lot in Christianity that want to make you believe that's what it is. But go to the Greek and find it out. It's truth. And you can verify it by looking at the Greek language. Baptism is what you need. And Jesus said, unless you be born of water and of the Spirit, you will not see the kingdom of God. May God bless you as you consider these thoughts and continue your studying and become a student of his holy word.